Jerry Bader Show 922. Some months ago, in discussing the Associated Press Wisconsin Madison Bureau, Scott Bauer, I called him the most powerful liberal in Wisconsin, even though most people would not recognize the name. Why? Because he's a big lib who often writes slanted pieces. And his stuff appears. AP is the major news service serving radio stations, not the one you're listening to, but most radio stations, virtually all, but not all, but nearly all, television stations, and pretty much all daily newspapers in the state. So how Scott Bauer frames a story is how a majority of Wisconsinites who consume news, and of course online, how they perceive it. That makes him very powerful. If he were conservative, he's not, but if he were conservative, it would make him very powerful. Most television stations don't have Madison bureaus that, you know, that they might send someone to Madison every once in a while. It's also true for most newspapers. They rely on Bauer, and I can think of the other guy's name now, at AP down there. I want to say Todd someone. Anyway, in any event, so he's very powerful, and evidence suggests he's liberal. When I said this, I was ridiculed by the liberal media. Governor Scott Walker touts all he has done, writes Bauer in his latest effort, for Wisconsin's veterans since taking office more than 3 years ago, making it a focus of his reelection efforts as he frequents events around the state with service members. But some veterans say Walker's refusal to pardon a decorated Iraqi war vet and support for legislation they oppose show he doesn't have their true interest in mind, an argument that could tarnish the image he presents to patriotic conservatives. It could, if you try to tarnish it. In other words, patriotic conservatives might think twice about this. So he quotes two of them. Jason Johns, an Iraqi combat vet, Republican lobbyist for veterans groups, and he does, now he calls him a lobbyist, but he says Republican lobbyist for veterans groups, and a former deputy secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs under Walker, said veterans who previously wouldn't think twice about voting for Walker now aren't so sure. It causes people to pause and really look at it, John said. Before, it was really easy to say he's nothing but positive for veterans. Well, why would a Republican turn on Walker that way? More in a moment. Then they also talked to Michael Gurley, an Army and Wisconsin National Guard vet who served in Afghanistan before retiring as a lieutenant colonel. He said that the law that they're upset about that would hurt the ability of cancer victims to recover damages in court after falling ill from asbestos exposure, he said veterans should be on the steps of the Capitol saying, "This is wrong." Okay, now, there are two veterans, and they absolutely are in a position to comment on this, and they have other positions. That's fine. Okay, now, he does mention, Scott Bauer does mention, that Johns is a lobbyist. Okay, what he doesn't mention is Johns received nearly $120,000 from the trial lawyers to lobby on this issue. So they're trial lawyers who simply want their piece of the lawsuit pie, and this guy made $120,000 on them. He might be a Republican, he might be a conservative, but trial lawyers who are looking for a payday paid him $120,000. Okay, what about the other guy, Michael Gurley? He's a huge Madison liberal. Fact, he signed the recall petition against Governor Walker, and here's a little Facebook post from him. Kudos to all who have engaged in, by the way, this is during the Act 10 protests in February of 2011. kudos to all who have engaged in Madison-style democracy over the past couple of weeks. State workers and all those who support them have peacefully and quite successfully conveyed the message that they simply desire to be friends with benefits. So he's a big Madison lib. Yes, he's a veteran. But he's not going to support Scott Walker no matter what Scott Walker does on veterans' issues. And what Bauer attempts to do is take these two voices and say they represent all veterans. And that patriotic conservatives are suddenly going to turn on Scott Walker because these two people don't like him? Or at least, in fairness, Johns says he'll still vote for Walker. But he's disappointed on these positions. For example, Bauer quotes the governor's website. As governor, my priority has been putting the needs of Wisconsin. As governor, my priority has been putting the needs of Wisconsin veterans ahead of politics and petty partisan differences. But veterans say that's not always true. Well, he makes it sound as though he's talked to all sorts of veterans. He's talked to these two guys who have very personal reasons for feeling the way they do. Again, I'm not diminishing their military service, and I admit they have standing given their background to comment on this. What I'm saying is, I think Bauer should have revealed everything. The only two sources he seemed able to find to attack Walker on this have obvious self-serving motives for doing so. Exit question. Did Bauer find these sources, or did they find him? 22-year-olds always have thought they know better than everyone else, but is it worse now than ever? That's still to come. It's 9:29.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal.